This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Margo. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO successfully launched the Space Docking Experiment SpaceX mission last night. ISRO's PSLV-C60 rocket, carrying two spacecraft that would aid in demonstration of space docking, lifted off from the Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota. PSLV-C60 successfully deployed two satellites, SDX-01, the chaser, and SDX-02, the target, in low Earth orbit shortly after its launch. The two spacecraft will now be directed towards achieving space docking in the next 10 days. SpaceX aims to demonstrate advanced in-space docking technology, a crucial capability for future missions, including lunar expeditions and the Bharatiya Antariksha Station. The SpaceX mission represents a critical step in advancing India's capabilities in orbital docking. After the successful launch, ISRO Chairman S. Somnath informed that the panels of both the satellites have been deployed successfully. The railways will run 3,000 special trains during the Mahakumbh Mela 2025, out of which 560 trains will operate on Ring Rail. The Mahakumbh will be held from January 13 to February 26 in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh. General Manager, North Central Railway, Upendra Chandra Joshi, told reporters that a total of 560 ticketing points are being made available at 9 railway stations in Prayagraj. He informed that about 10 lakh tickets can be distributed from these counters per day. In view of the Mahakumbh Mela, railways have now started the facility of issuing railway tickets 15 days in advance. The Central Board of Direct Taxes has extended the deadline of Vivad Se Vishwas scheme to January 31 next year. It was to end today. The extension allows taxpayers additional time to determine the amount payable as specified in the scheme. In her budget speech in 2024, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had announced the Vivad Se Vishwas scheme aimed at helping taxpayers resolve disputes with the Income Tax Department. In Bihar, the state government has decided to extend the ongoing process of land survey and settlement for another year. Now, the deadline of completion of the survey across the state has been fixed at July 2026. Additional Chief Secretary of the Revenue and Land Reforms, Deepak Kumar Singh, informed that the earlier deadline of survey, which was July 2025, has been extended by a year to minimize inconvenience faced by people. Delhi police has made adequate security arrangements to ensure public safety and peaceful New Year celebrations in the national capital. With an expected surge in public gatherings, the police have intensified vigilance and mobilized resources for effective crowd management and quick response to any eventuality. Delhi Traffic Police Additional Commissioner of Police Dinesh Kumar Gupta said that the restrictions will be imposed from 8 p.m. onwards today in the vicinity of Connaught Place until the conclusion of the New Year celebrations. These restrictions will apply to all private and public transport vehicles. Police presence will be ensured in areas like New Delhi, India Gate and surrounding locations. Delhi Metro Rail Corporation has said that to ensure public safety and manage crowds on New Year's Eve, exit from Rajiv Chowk Metro Station will not be allowed from 9 p.m. onwards. However, entry of passengers will be allowed until the departure of the last train from Rajiv Chowk Metro Station this evening. Metro services on the rest of the network will continue to operate as per the regular timetable. The 18th edition of the India-Nepal military exercise Surya Kiran will begin at Saljhandi of Rupandehi in Nepal today. The battalion-level joint military exercise focuses on jungle warfare, counter-terrorism in difficult geography and humanitarian aid in disaster management, among others. Cold wave conditions continue to sweep North India with temperatures plummeting across several states. As per India Meteorological Department, cold wave conditions will continue in Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh during the next 2 days. It has also predicted cold day conditions in Haryana and Chandigarh today and in West Uttar Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh till tomorrow. In chess, Grandmaster Vaishali Ramesh Babu qualified for the knockout stage in the women's section of the FIDE World Blitz Championship 2024 today after finishing at the top of the table with 9.5 points from 11 rounds in New York. And that is the end of this news bulletin.